All right, Cody Shock, I had you on my fantasy team. So the second motor was unfortunate, but you were so far back, and you actually did get some points. So I admire the effort and the heart. Let's go through the whole day. I thought it was really good. Led a lap or two. Like, that's got to be sweet, right?
Yeah. Well, first off, sorry to disappoint you on your fantasy.
If you hadn't gotten the hole shot and led, do you still crash the same? Because maybe you were, you know what I mean? You know how
honestly,
that goes.
I don't know. I don't know. It was one of those things where I was hitting this line, and the ruts were just getting, like deep pockets in them. And I came in, and I was just, honestly, just a little off.
Yeah.
And it upset the bike, and then I got cross-shotted, and I went straight for the pole.
Structure.
Yeah. I'm pretty good at finding the structures, I guess. So that was unfortunate, but that felt good.
Yeah.
That felt so good. Good ride, Max. I know I can pull hole shots. I know I can lead. My goal is just to start up front and just try to ride with those guys and sprint as long as I can. And the first moto, I did well, too. I came around like 6 whatever, and I was with Webb and Prado for
a long time. And then Hunter Schlosser screwed you up.
Yeah, but that sucks. But that's racing,
yeah.
Right? It was unfortunate, but you know, I was proud of myself. I was pacing myself with Prado and Webb, and I actually had faster lap times than them. I just couldn't figure out how to get around them. I was too busy pulling tear off. So, but yeah, I went down, whatever, came back, and I finished 11th. But my day was great.
Yeah.
I mean, we're definitely chugging along each weekend, and we're making progress. And what's nice for me is I feel like we have a good base setting right now on the 450, and we haven't changed it the past 2 weekends. And it's the first time that I've gone 2 weeks in a row, or even 1 week in a row, on the same setting.
Yeah.
So I'm learning the confidence. I'm gaining confidence, I should say, in the motorcycle and having that little bit of sendiness and just better understanding of everything. So,
I think for you, like, you were around factory guys all day, getting some, they were getting you, like...
I was around champions all day.
Yeah, like, I think that's a super cool thing for you to be just around those guys, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and, I mean, we started off a little slow at Fox, but, I mean, I'm continuously progressing, and I told myself that I was probably going to take 3 to 4 rounds, and I was right about it, so I'm stoked.
How bad was the track today, or how good it was? I just talked to Benny. He told me it was awesome. He loved it. To me, it looked like hell.
From a spectator's view, I just watched the second moto to watch the club boys. It does look like hell. It does. And I'm like, how do I ride that? But I will say we had a really good racetrack. You would have never really known that we had this much rain on Friday. So track crew did an amazing job. Honestly, the layout change I thought was phenomenal. It slowed it down, made the racing better. I think Thunder Valley is always a good one. And we always expect ruts. So, and I've been hearing that there's been quite a bit of moisture coming into this round. So I was expecting it to be deep already. And the rain definitely helped with that. And what's crazy is they didn't scrape anything off.
No, not really. They smoothed out a couple spots, but no scraping, yeah.
Yeah, they smoothed it. But them smoothing was moving the mud and covering the ruts, and then we would have to make new ones. So, kudos to those guys, and I think it was today was a really good racetrack to prepare for High Point.
When you were leading, it was short, but when you were leading, were you like, I'm fine, I got this? Did you have a couple of scary moments, or were you like, oh, yeah, I got this?
Honestly, I felt like I was a local race. I felt completely 100% in control and had full composure, and I was like...
You weren't holding your breath?
No, and I was like, you know what, this is... I earned this. Like, I'm going to keep doing this. So it was awesome.
Did you know as soon as you got out of the gate, you're like, oh, this is a good one?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So the first one, I actually did first gear, and I did a little bit higher RPM just because of elevation, and it was too much.
Yeah.
So I double clutched, and I still came out like 6. And I'm like, all right, I'm going to go lower RPM and just drive. And once I got that drive and I had that my front wheel on whoever was next to me, I just started slowly moving over. I went from first to third, hanging off the rear fender, and I was like, I got it. And I told Justin Brayton, we've been talking, and I was like, I'm going to get hole shots this year. And he was like, how many? And I was like, I don't know. I'd like to get 6. And he was like, well, why don't you try to get 8? And I was like, so in my head, I'm like, I got to get 1.
Well, hey, good job. And like I said, even though the second moto, you toughed it out and got some points. So on to High Point, man. Thanks.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, thanks, Cody.